Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Cindy.
Okay, Cindy. I guess you are the supervisor.
Yes, and how can I help you?
My name is Margaret Esparza, and I have been calling since yesterday about a charge on my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I've already talked to two different people. Ari said that I could get a full refund and cancel my account, but I had to have the bank call to say I did not have a dispute.
Mm-hmm.
No dispute. I went to the bank. The bank says they do not call merchants to tell them that there is no dispute.
Mm-hmm.
They even talked to their supervisors and I think the fraud department, and they said, no, they don't do that. And I talked to Lakey yesterday after I went to the bank, and same thing. She said she was going to talk to a supervisor.
Okay. Can you verify for me, please, your first and last name and your address?
My name is Margaret Esparza. Mm-hmm. The address is 418 Mary Street in Buda, B-U-D-A, Texas. 78610.
Okay, thank you. I do have your account mm-hmm. pulled up. And I show that you completed a survey or entered in a contest referencing a mixer. It looks like it also signed you up for a meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes, things like that. I do show that your account was canceled on the 3rd, which was yesterday. And let's see, when you called in, you did state that you had disputed the charge with your bank, and then that's when the representative to have your bank call in to confirm no dispute, and then we'd be able to assist you with a refund. And then, let's see, so you went to the bank. The bank said that they would not call.
That's
I wonder
correct.
Why, because they call all the time.
I don't know. I was there, and they were talking
you know
to supervisors and all that.
This is what you should have done. If you went to the bank, you should have called right there. And then, you know how you can ask to speak to a teller, and then they take you into the office?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
Well, that's what I did. I went to the bank, and I stood there and was talking with her when she was talking to her supervisors. And I was
all you need
to them. They said they do not call.
Were you like, right at the teller's window?
Yes.
No,
yes.
This is what you should have
not
done.
Not at mm-hmm. the teller's window. Mm-hmm. I was with a lady that mm-hmm. was there at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
She had her own little office and everything.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. She wouldn't get on the line?
No. She said that they don't do that. And just to make sure that she was giving me the correct information,
mm-hmm.
she called her supervisors
mm-hmm.
and that's the same thing they said, that they did not call.
And she wouldn't even.
Maybe I used the wrong word when I said I was disputing the charge. To me, it's just questioning the charge that was on my account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what dispute means to you, to all of you.
Okay, so have you disputed the charge? Like, have you completed paperwork and things like that?
No. I just questioned the charges.
Mm-hmm. So you were disputing the charge with us, meaning that
I went to the bank.
You didn't agree. Okay, go ahead and tell me what happened. You went to the bank.
Mm-hmm. I went to the bank because when I got my statement
mm-hmm.
and I looked at it, it said Peak Style Life or something like that. Peak Lifestyle Go. And it just had for the telephone number 85545. I had no idea what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to the bank, they have their ways of finding out who it was, and
right.
they're the ones that gave me the direct marketing number,
mm-hmm.
the 855-454.
Okay.
And that's when they told me to call this direct marketing and
mm-hmm.
tell them that I did not want these charges and I wanted my card canceled and I wanted a refund because I did not finish that survey.
Okay.
I got as far as putting in my bank number, but then I saw that it was just a booklet, recipes, or whatever, and that's not what I wanted, so I backed out of it.
Okay.
But I did not finish the survey.
And see, probably went on to process the order because I guess the information was already in the system. Okay, so this is what I can do. Because you stated, well, when you told the representative you disputed the charge, she thought, meaning that you had already put in the paperwork and all of that. And
no,
we typically,
I was just questioning.
Right, you were just questioning the charge. Okay, so what I can do, because of the misunderstanding and all, based on the information you've told me, I'm not able to provide you with a full refund based on you. I mean, I understand what you're telling me, but the bank is not going to call based on what you just told me also. So what I will do, I'm not able to provide you with a full refund. I'll get as close as I possibly can. I am able to at least credit 75% back to the account. That would be $44 and I think it's $44.91, but just let me double check. Hold on for a second. Let's see, 59.89 times 75%. Is yes, $44.91. I could do that for you. And then I'll just make notation that what you were meaning, and you're stating that you didn't dispute the charge with your bank. You were just disputing the charge because you didn't agree with it.
Correct.
Okay.
And I have not received anything, not even a booklet or anything, not even an email saying that, it was on its way or anything. I did not receive anything.
And see, this is what happened. When you completed the survey or entered the contest, the mixer, you're not going to receive it. Your name is going to be put in a drawing every month to win the mixer. So each time, had you stayed a member of the meal plan app, your name would have been entered in the contest to receive the mixer monthly. But since you're no longer in the meal plan app, your name is going to be entered one more time to receive the mixer, but it won't be entered anymore.
Okay.
But I did credit $44.91 back to your account. Your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it.
Okay, that's the best you can do. Then it'll just have to be that, but never mind. Thank you for all your help.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.